Well, Michelle, everyone has one book in them. Do you have a book in you?
Yeah, I think I do. And I think it's like trying to manifest. There's a hunger in my heart, a hunger in my soul for you. And it grows and it grows and it feeds me like it's never fed me before.
This is a West Coast Project podcast for The Affair, Season 2, the preview of Season 2.
Yeah.
We'll do the preview, Michelle. We won't do any spoilers. You told me that the preview was out, and I actually watched it. Thanks for doing that, thanks for telling me. It was interesting to watch it, but I don't think we should talk about it.
No, I agree.
So just my general thoughts about it. Well, first of all, West Coast Project, we do all kinds of stuff. The Affair, Fargo's coming up. We just finished Halt and Catch Fire. Louis comes up later in the year. What else?
You do The Americans, Better Call Saul.
Mr. Robot,
yeah.
You're doing Michelle from Tennessee, your debut podcast of Fear the Walking Dead.
I am, and I really wanted to get it out a little bit. You know, in conjunction with it, we're actually caught up on doing it, but it's just not posted yet.
Yeah, so when that comes out, we'll tell people about how to find that. And also, you know, there's a couple shows creeping around out there that I would be really interested in doing. I'm trying to find, I maybe talk Casey into doing it. He's going to consider doing BoJack Horseman. But also, The Last Man on Earth just started up again.
Oh, I know. I love that show.
I didn't even watch that episode, but I want to catch up to that. And then The Slap will probably have another season, I think.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that.
I don't know. It made me start thinking of shows where we just kind of touched on them and did a drive-by podcast, and we don't really have a channel for them.
Right.
But I don't know. Maybe Last Man on Earth would be a good one.
I agree. I actually agree. I think that has a whole lot more. It's, you know, it's kind of lighthearted in what it is, and I did watch season 2, episode 1, but there's some pretty good psychology, I think.
Yeah, just thinking about what you would do, putting you in his shoes, or her shoes,
right?
In your case. Whose shoes do you go into, Kristen Schaal's or, what's her name, January Jones's?
Well, I don't want to tell you because it would spoil 201, so.
All right. Well, Michelle, we're not here to talk about The Last Man on Earth. We're here to talk about The Affair.
Yep.
And the preview of the season, more so than the episode. So this season, they're going to do 4 parts instead of 2. They're going to add in Helen and Cole.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I heard that at the end of season 1, that season 2 was going to pick that up. And I didn't like that at all. But I'm definitely coming around to it after, you know, having seen what I've seen and stuff. And I'm pretty impressed. What do you think?
Yeah, we can say a little bit without really spoiling it. They don't do all 4, and at least they haven't in the first episode. They did 2. They did Noah and Helen.
Yeah, and I think that's all they're going to do. I think they're only going to do 2 an episode, pretty much. I think I read that Sarah Trammond said that somewhere. Or that's the plan, or that was the plan, maybe at the time. I think I read that.
So. That's good, because I think it's hard to switch your mind around to the other person's side for 2. It'd be really kind of awkward for 4.
Yeah, I think so too. And I don't know that I would like it as much if they cut them that short, because you really get into it. It's almost like 2 30-minute shows in place of the 1-hour show.
And it looks like, at least for Helen and Noah, they made the distinction super clear. Like, they're really different perspectives. That they have a scene with this lawyer, and that's like 2 different, totally different people.
And much more than that, too. We'll talk about it when we get into that episode. But yeah, much more than even just that. It was, and I think we saw this in season 1 with Noah and Allison, they just remembered things differently, but even the timelines and stuff are so different and so screwed up that someone is... There's some things that are Rashomon-ish. You know, you can just take a different perspective. But some things are you're just remembering wrong. Like, it's just a lie, almost, you have to think.
Well, when that Japanese swordsman shows up on Long Island, that is a twist I did not expect.
Well,
to see.
See?
Michelle, do you like the characters in the universe? Do you like... let's go through them. Do you like Noah?
No, I don't like Noah. But I like not liking him.
Do you like Helen?
I kind of like Helen. Yeah, I do.
Cole?
Cole has potential still, but I don't think we know Cole very well. So I hesitate to even make a call on him at this point. You know, the season finale of episode 1, or it might have even been episode 9, it really threw me about Cole. And I think we might see some stuff with Cole. Not that I know anything, but I think we might see some things that are going to show us a different side of him. It's just a feeling I have. So.
And how about Allison?
Yeah, not a lot. Not a whole lot. I mean, there's things I like about her, and then there's things I don't. And I think that's a problem with this show, that a lot of people feel like they really can't connect with any of these characters. But I don't know that I have that it has to really... Okay. I feel like I can connect with a little tiny piece of almost every one of these. Even the guys. And so that makes it interesting to me. I think we have to connect with the show in some way, but I don't know that you have to just connect with one person or just feel, empathy or whatever you might feel for one person. What do you think about it?
I feel pretty connected to Noah. Like, I'm really interested in his story, although I don't like him very much. I think I like Helen the most. Just, yeah. I care about what happens to her the most.
Yeah, me too.
She seems to have gotten screwed out of this deal. So I care about her. I don't relate to her very much. I don't think I connect to Allison or Helen very well. I don't really connect to Cole either, kind of the cowboy dude out in the ranch with the criminal family.
Right.
But for some reason, Noah, I connect with him, and I've never been married and been through divorce or anything, but I do connect with him, like, trying to make his way and doesn't have a lot of money, trying to write, trying to make a living, and he's caught up in these problems and the struggle, and it's just interesting to me.
It is interesting. The struggles are of his own making, for the most part. I mean, I guess we could say that about just about any life situation, but...
Well, he seems to be charged with this crime that, I mean, this isn't spoilers because we knew this last season. I don't think he did that crime. I don't think he was involved in that hit and run.
Yeah, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure because they show it different ways all the time. And it depends on who you're listening to. And I'm not going to spoil episode 1, but even in that, we'll talk about it when we talk about it. But I don't know. I just don't know. And I was reading some of the comments that people were leaving on it, and some people are getting really frustrated. They feel like it's moving so slowly. They're like, maybe by 2030, we'll have some kind of answers on something. Because really, we didn't get any answers in the whole of episode 1. But there's something about this that I just don't care. I like... the drama leading up to it, not just the, you know, the answers.
Well, people are stupid. They want to know the answers, and then what do you have left to do the show about? You got to have a slow burn. You got to have it build up.
Yeah,
I mean, episode 1 was good. There wasn't any solution. It was like more of the plot developing. I liked it. I mean, it was good. One near borderline spoiler here. Did we see Max in episode 1, Michelle? Was that guy Max?
In season 2, episode 1?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. That was Max.
Oh my God. Yes. I did not like him at all.
Yes. Yes. Oh gosh. What did they do to Max? Anyway, that was Max.
Anyway, I like the navigation of life that I guess all of them are kind of navigating their way through life, right? They all have their different vehicle that they're navigating. Noah's is a little bit richer now because it looks like he might get into this contract with his writing. But even if he's going to be richer, he has these same struggles. And, you know, people, money doesn't solve their struggles. Like the rich, Helen's family's pretty rich and they have plenty of struggles.
Yeah. And yeah, Nicole, money only solves money problems. Cole, that's the only thing money solves.
Allison seem poor and they have struggles. And I don't know, but I like the navigation. They all have to figure their way out through life in their own different vehicles on their own different paths.
Well, one thing that was interesting about this that I read is that it's now slated for 12 episodes for this season in place of 10. And it was originally slated for 10, like season one, but they bumped it up to 12. So, of course, I'm glad. You know, I love the show. I'm definitely a fan of the show, but I thought that was interesting and I'm really curious how and why they did that. So,
money. I mean, they get more advertising money.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I want to think that they needed the extra episodes for the character development or to lead us somewhere or something like that. I mean, I know, you know, in reality, a lot of it comes down to money. But I thought it was kind of neat, though, that they went ahead and released episode one. So if anybody is listening to this and hasn't seen episode one yet of season two, you can find it. It's out already, even though it's not supposed to come out until Sunday night. And I think I read somewhere, too, that Sunday night's going to be a more unedited version. Did you hear that?
Yeah, if you want to see more of Max's ass, you can look forward to that.
No, but
yeah, you're right though. It's on Showtime's website. It's also on YouTube. I'm going to put the link in the show notes to the YouTube because you can zoom forward and back on YouTube. Showtime, you got to stick. My freaking Firefox crashed right when like 3/4 of the way through, so I couldn't forward it. And then I figured I'll just go watch it on YouTube. But I had to restart it on Showtime. And I had to sit through the first 3/4 of it again to catch up.
You know, we kind of touched on this in another podcast that we did, Mr. Robot podcast with Jamie last week, I think. But that is so frustrating to me. That's really hard. It's ridiculous. If you are in the middle of, say, a movie or a show or something that's, you know, and you watch half of it and something comes up and you have to leave it, and you want to come back to it the next day, you have to sit through the whole thing again. I mean, you may finish an hour and a half of a 2-hour movie. I don't know. I don't like that at all.
They're going to have to work out those kinks of internet TV is definitely going to happen. They're going to have to figure it out how to keep people tuned into commercials. And I mean,
we pay for that. It's not even like it's free. This is a service that we pay for.
Yeah, but they don't get the money. The internet provider gets the money.
No, I mean like Showtime and stuff, the way they put it up like that. This is, you know, an extra thing that you have to pay for to get, and then we have to sit through it. I don't know. I don't like it.
Well, so back to the characters. I like how they compare them. Real life, my real life situations to the fictional people. I think that's cool. That's a sign of good writing, I think.
I agree.
Another good sign of good writing was I think if a writer can find the meaning in the absence of things, something's missing or something's supposed to be there and it's not there and it's meaningful, I think that's really good writing. There's a scene in the first episode where there's a painting or picture missing on the wall, and it was really kind of a compelling part of that scene.
I agree.
And then at the end, it was kind of there's a what's missing cliffhanger. Something's missing. What don't we know? It was a really kind of interesting cliffhanger. So the writing's good. I like what else? I like navigating the East. I live in California, so I don't go to the East very much. So I like seeing New York and really cool shots of New York City and just the countryside of he's in some little town in his cabin, like north of New York City.
Yep.
So I like seeing that. What else? just really good photography, really good music. The music seems to fit really well.
The music is good. I agree. I noticed that. The music is, it's better and better. Even on the clips and the previews and stuff, it's just fitting and compelling music.
Really good special effects. There was one scene where Helen's kind of taking a hit of pot, and she's sitting there dreamy, kind of thinking dreamily, and the music plays in this kind of slow motion photography. Looks really cool. It's really smart, really edited, yeah. Really well.
I agree.
But Michelle, this is obviously mostly about relationships, and I think when it's good, it really does a good job of bending like a relationship 180 degrees and makes us look at ourselves, right? It makes us think, what would I do if I was Cole, or what would I do if I was Noah?
Right. Yeah, and I think it's neat when you can get mad or indignant for a character. I mean, because watching it, I get mad. I'll see somebody do something. I really feel like that adrenaline surge. It's like I get angry, and I like that. I think that's really good storytelling.
I think sometimes people might have affairs and break up their relationships. I think that may be more about people just hitting like life's reset button, if there even is one. And more about that than even the other person in the relationship that they're having the affair with. Just they want to start over. They want to kind of wipe away whatever problems they have, even if it's artificial and it doesn't work. They think they can hit the reset button. So I think about that when I see Noah. Like, is he just trying to reset his life a little bit? And, you know, maybe Allison trying to reset her life about her dead kid and forget some things, maybe.
I can see it with Allison as far as her wanting and maybe even needing to distance herself from all that pain. With Noah, I think Noah was just, I think he was just, I don't want to say lured because that blames Allison. I'm not blaming Allison. But I think that the draw he felt, Noah had a good life. I mean, Noah had what people strive for. And you and I have both just sat here, not even in relation to what we're talking about now, saying how much more we liked Helen than Allison. And still, there's something about that draw, just that draw that he had toward her. And I don't think he necessarily wanted to reset anything. I just felt like he, for whatever reason, I think sometimes people connect and they feel this instant kind of connection. And it's there and it doesn't go away. And I think a lot of times people can, I don't know, find things wrong in the relationship that they're in order to justify that good feeling that they have with the other person, or many, many, many other things that are way too many to even talk about. But I don't think Noah necessarily wanted a reset personally. Now, Allison, yeah. But I think with Noah, it was really something else.
He has reasons, though. I mean, his wife's family, his overbearing mother-in-law and father-in-law, even his kids, you know, I could see him just thinking, like, I'm a middle-aged dude trying to write, and I want to reset. I mean, it's not good, but I think that may have passed through the writers' minds when they put this character together.
Maybe, but
I think he has self-esteem problems, too, because he's, like, going for this cute little waitressy girl that, I mean, he's wrecking a pretty profound thing, his family, four kids. Four. But still, he's wrecking his family just to have this affair. I mean, the title of the show, The Affair.
Yeah. And most people, particularly after that many years together and that kind of thing, even if he had had the affair, he would maybe kind of step back and say, kind of realize the thing with Allison for what it is. But I don't know if Noah's going to do that or not. I did read something. I mean, this is maybe a spoiler, but it could have just been a thought process of somebody. I can't remember where I read this, but they were saying that things with Allison are not going to be so peachy. And I don't think that's a spoiler, but you know, the day-to-day life with somebody is very different than the sneaking off and having a picnic lunch. You know, when you have a mortgage with somebody and you have children and responsibilities and laundry and that kind of thing, that's really different than going off and meeting somebody for fun. And I hope the show shows us that, because if it doesn't, then it's doing a disservice.
I think they're going to. They're starting to show like some more of Helen. Helen seems like we know her a little bit more. Actually, a lot more than I did last season, just by this first episode.
Yeah.
She seems way more alone than Noah, like more lost. And I know she was the one that was left, so that's probably part of it. But she just seems really interesting, like to mine that personality of what's going on in her head is going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that in this situation rings so true to me, that she is more lost because she was the one left and she was the one blindsided by it. But usually, I think the way that works is after a certain point, she's going to be able to stand up and get on her feet and move in the direction she wants to move with a whole lot more clarity and everything than what Noah is going to be, because Noah, there was no time and no sadness and no longing and no loneliness. It was like jump from here to here. And so I think that, and I hope that we see Helen come out on top.
Well, there's already hints of that, even in his first episode, Helen doing something seemingly very gracious and kind, where she's not just the angry shrew of the ex-wife who's going to screw him for everything she can.
Not at all.
She's mad, but she's got this really good side to her, too, that looks really super interesting.
Yeah, she's a good person from what we've seen.
All right, Michelle, well, do you have any other last thoughts about preview season of The Affair? Wait, let me say that again. That was horrible. All right, Michelle, do you have any last thoughts about the preview episode of season 2?
Yeah, I got just a couple things. First of all, I wanted to say that for people that look for spoilers, I accidentally tripped over some stuff. Everybody else may know this, but it was like a big, big revelation to me. What I was looking for was to see if our friend Nicole Robinson, who played Jane, was going to be in any of the upcoming episodes. So I went on IMDb and I started searching through season 2 and all the episodes, right? And unfortunately, I didn't find Jane, which doesn't mean anything because they don't have all the characters up yet. And I really hope that they have her come back. But what I did see was they have different people like extra actors play, and they have stuff like they're uncredited actors. So they're titled stuff like a gala dancer or a gushing fan or an ER attendant and that kind of stuff. So you can kind of gather where things might go just by looking at that. So I did want to point that out. I'm sure that might work with other shows too, but I didn't even mean for that to happen. But that did happen. And I also wanted to point out that we do have some new cast members. Well, I didn't see Jane coming back yet, and we're big Jane fans here. But Miranda Ray Mayo, the girl who played Vera on season 2 of True Detective, right?
Okay.
Vera is the one, she was the missing sister, the one that they went in after. But she is going to play a love interest of Cole's. And we got a couple other people on here that are coming too. Joanna Gleason. And I think that's Monty Hall's daughter. I'm not sure. And Richard Schiff. They're both coming on. So there is going to be like some new stuff coming up too. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but another fun fact is Jeremy, the guy who played the mediator, that is Jeremy Shamos from Better Call Saul's Craig Kettleman guy. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know anything about these new people.
I thought that was kind of cool. But,
well, it's an industry, you know. These guys are players in the industry. They do a lot of different shows, so that's cool.
Yeah, they do. And I also found out a couple other things. The lobster roll, did you know that's actually a real restaurant in Montauk?
Makes sense. I didn't know that that really was the name of it, but...
And it's closed in the winter, and,
I don't think it makes sense for Noah to go back to see Jane at the lobster roll. Why would he ever go back to that restaurant? You know, he's not going to go on vacation with his family out there anymore. Right? Why would Allison want to go out there? Why would he ever do it? It's pretty far. You know, it's...
No. Well, Allison's going to go out there because Cole's family lives out there, and she still has ties out there. So, I mean, I can see Allison in Montauk, at least off and on. But Jane lives in the city. Remember?
Yeah, but so, why would they ever cross paths?
Well, I mean, because they were friends. So why wouldn't they? Right?
Yeah, maybe. They were kind of worker friends, though.
I don't know. I mean, Allison went and stayed with her. It was like that was her friend. You know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But,
Yeah, Jane had that super nice apartment being a waitress and a Greasy Spoon. That was funny.
Yeah. And there was also just a couple of other really, really kind of weird things. Like the last name of Cole and Allison is Lockhart. And that's also the same name of Helen's character when she played on ER. Her name was Abby Lockhart. There's so many little crossovers in this. In the first episode, where Noah tries to guess what Allison's favorite book is, he incorrectly guesses Anna Karenina, and Ruth Wilson actually played in the movie Anna Karenina. I don't know. There were just so many little things that I found out about it that made me like it even more.
Hmm. Yeah.
And they also won a couple of awards too. Season one. Did you see that? Best television series drama and the best performance by an actress in a television series drama was Ruth Wilson. And they got nominated for a Golden Globe. Best performance by an actor, Dominic West. He didn't win, but he was nominated. They were nominated for Satellite Awards and Writers Guild of America Awards. I don't know. I thought it was pretty good.
Well, we'll see what happens. There are some pretty good... There seems to be a pretty good cliffhanger anyway, at least in the end of episode one. It's not what you would think would have happened. I mean, I guess that's what a cliffhanger is, huh?
Yeah. but you're right. Not at all.
Well, I guess a cliffhanger could be something you expect the direction that might happen and you're not sure how it's going to turn out. That was like a not even expected event, though.
Yeah, I mean, a couple different things in episode one had my mouth hanging open.
It was a twist. Literally. Plot twist.
Yes.
All right, Michelle, how do people reach you on the internet?
On Twitter, @Michelle from TN.
And I'm @ScathingTweets, and this is West Coast Project for the Affair TV Project. So, Michelle, any last thoughts before we go on next week for episode two? Or episode one, I guess.
No, but I'm excited to get into it.
Name these episodes, or are they just... 1, 2, 3.
That's a good question. I didn't see it. I didn't see it named. And they don't have a lot of that up on IMDb yet either, from what I could tell.
I don't think they did last year, because I don't remember ever trying to figure out the meanings of the titles.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't remember it if they did.
All right, Michelle, talk to you after episode one next week.
Okay, talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And all the misery. You were an easy one. How did we get here? We took the slow way. Oh, do you love me? What am I supposed to say? What's the worst thing you've ever done?
This, probably. What about you?
I've done a lot of things.
We fell into the night. Sometimes the way you love somebody, it can change.
I don't want her anywhere near my kids.
Your mom and I, we're getting a divorce.
Why?
That's very complicated. long have you been, Allison?
I don't think you should be here. I think you should leave.
Hallam, what's going on? This is insane.
Why are you being so awful?
I just thought maybe I could come up here and bring you your stuff and maybe clear the air.
You have failed.
I know I did. Stop it!
I think we're making a terrible mistake.
Don't say that.
Other people's lives are at stake here besides your own!
I want nothing from him.
At a certain point, fate takes over a story. And even the author himself loses control.
I didn't kill Scott Lockhart.
Well, we gotta find out who did.